This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Carl Anderson, Supreme Knight of the Knights of Columbus, a 1.7 million member organization, which is also the largest lay Catholic organization in the world. We want to get his thoughts as state lawmakers in Connecticut consider legislation that would give lay commissions control over the parishes in the state of Connecticut as a result of one particular church being found guilty of a significant mismanagement of its money. And Mr. Anderson, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure. Thanks very much for having me on.
What is the story with this particular church, and why is the state legislature getting involved?
Well, it takes a minute to kind of give some of the background here, but you know, we had one Catholic church here in Connecticut where the pastor misused the money and was using a lot of it for his own personal benefit. The bishop found out about it, got the FBI involved in investigating it, and now this clergyman is in prison, having been convicted of a federal crime. So, the church was able to take care of its problem. Now, what's gone on here is that we've had some legislators very critical of the church's position on some questions like same-sex marriage and pro-life, other issues. And then suddenly, without warning last week, without consultation with any bishop or any members of the clergy, introduced a bill in the legislature that would force Catholic churches to be reorganized in the state so that priests would no longer have any responsibility for administration or financial matters. Then the Judiciary Committee here scheduled hearings on the bill and with three business days notice, and they were supposed to have the hearing today. Well, there was such a backlash, public fury about this, that they canceled the hearing today. But, you know, if they can do this for one church, they certainly can do it for any other churches. And think about it for a minute. The state demands that ordained clergy cannot have any say over the fiscal matters of his church. It's extraordinary entanglement in religion, and precisely what the First Amendment was designed to protect us from.
How do they react to that, Mr. Anderson? Because obviously on the other side of the debate, anytime religion is injected into the public square, those on the left are very critical of any type of attempt to do that. So how do they justify coming at it from this angle?
Well, this is the great surprise. They basically said, gee, they're sorry, they didn't realize, they didn't know all this background, and so if they had taken time before introducing the bill to have spoken to any bishop here in Connecticut, they would have realized a lot of the background. But I've talked to a number of constitutional scholars, a number of lawyers, some judges, and you explain what the legislation does, and they're amazed. I mean, their first reaction is either you've got to be kidding or they've got to be kidding. I can't believe anybody would seriously think about this. So it's like Thomas Jefferson, 200 years of constitutional history just out the window with these people.
As you mentioned, there are some very serious social debates going on in your state. In fact, it's one of only two in the nation, once California reversed its definition of marriage back in November, to legalize a gay marriage. If, in fact, this were to pass, and at this point it seems like the public backlash might be successful in preventing that, what would it mean in terms of what the church could and couldn't do in terms of speaking out on critical public issues?
Well, you hit the nail right on the head in terms of the First Amendment, because it has a tremendous chilling effect and intimidation. Look, the power of the state to restructure the internal working of a church, to remove responsibility from the clergy, is the power to intimidate. It's the power ultimately to destroy. And so if this were to move forward, I think every clergyman in the state of Connecticut would constantly be looking over his or her shoulder, thinking, is what I'm about to say going to offend some state legislator, and will I have to face this kind of a legislation or some kind of an investigation in the future? So it's a horrible idea precisely what the First Amendment was supposed to protect us from, government entangling itself in the inner workings of our religious church, you know, our religious organizations, our churches, our synagogues.
So what is the fear on how this might logistically play out? What would the government be able to do under this scenario if it disagreed with something that was preached in church?
If the state can then cause you to adopt a structure for your church that is not part of your tradition, and then it turns around and says, we're going to empower the state attorney general to investigate the way you're operating your church in accordance with the guidelines we set forth for administration, look at what that's done. That is a huge intrusion. It's a huge shadow that's cast over your religious liberty and the operation of your church. And so it's a very, very bad idea, and especially when the people who are pushing the bill in the legislature are also vocally critical of your church's position on many public policies. It can't be clearer what the founding fathers had in mind when they said, look, we've got to respect religious belief, we've got to respect freedom of conscience, and we don't want government coming in and messing with these kinds of things, because this is at the heart of what human dignity, and personal freedom is all about.
Last 10 seconds here, Mr. Anderson. Do you believe the public backlash will end up killing this legislation, or is the fight still yet to come?
As the founder said, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. And when you have people that would sponsor this kind of legislation, you can't trust that they've learned their lesson in just several days. So we've got to be vigilant on this. And I think we have to do more than that. People of faith, even if we disagree about some things, have to band together to stand fast in favor of religious liberty.
Well, Mr. Anderson, we thank you so much for your time today. We'll certainly keep following the story. Appreciate you being with us.
Thank you very much.
Carl Anderson, Supreme Knight of the Knights of Columbus, membership totaling 1.7 million, and it's the largest lay Catholic organization in the world. This is Dateline Washington.